This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My brothers and sisters, this is another verse from the Quranic Reflection series, and it is from Surah Al-Baqarah. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا He, Allah, taught Adam all the names. And this verse addresses Allah being the source of all knowledge. The first point of reflection is the divine origin of knowledge. True knowledge is essentially sacred, which is why the Prophet ﷺ stated that seeking knowledge is obligatory, and he raised it to the level of ibadah, of worship. طَلَبُ الْعِلْمِ فَرِيضَ عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ Seeking knowledge is a religious obligation on every Muslim. So, this is something that we should feel, a need to know Islam and how we should apply Islam in living in this world. The second point of reflection is that when we think about divine knowledge that has come to us from Allah, that divine knowledge is useful knowledge. And it should be used in a useful way. Otherwise, it becomes useless knowledge. Essentially, useful knowledge is distinct from useless knowledge. And the Prophet ﷺ used to seek refuge. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from knowledge which is of no benefit. So, we have to avoid useless knowledge. And as I said, useful knowledge can become useless knowledge if it is not applied in the appropriate way. For example, in schools where children are being taught Hajj in grade 1, for example. Now, in grade 12 or grade 10, you know, they go into the different types of Hajj, Hajj Tamattu', Hajj Ifrad, and so on, so on, so on. And they explain what these different types of Hajj are. But for grade 1, to have grade 1 kids, 6, 7 years old, know Hajj Tamattu', Hajj Ifrad, it's useless knowledge. They don't need to know it. All they need to know is Hajj, go to Mecca. Walk around the Kaaba, drink Zamzam, pray, throw stones at the Jamarat. That's all they need to know. So giving them what we call knowledge overload, that in fact turns useful knowledge into useless knowledge. On the other hand, there is useless knowledge that is useless knowledge because this time is not the time for it. For example, knowledge of the composition of dirt on Mars. Billions are spent to send rocket ships to Mars in order to find out the composition of dirt on Mars. And we have starving millions on Earth today. We have to say that that knowledge of the composition of dirt on Mars, that knowledge is useless knowledge. And it's a waste of our resources to go and try and find it now. Later on, when and if the earth becomes overpopulated or whatever, and we need some place to put all the human beings or many human beings on earth, resources not enough to take care of the needs of all the people. Okay, then we can look for other places. That's the time to know about the composition of Earth and Mars. Can we plant food and grow things there and move some of our earthlings there? That's the time, not now. So we need to have that distinction, knowing the divine origin of knowledge. The third point of reflection is appropriate knowledge when we are seeking it. The most important point to consider when choosing a career, for example, is not how much money you get paid. Doctors, lawyers, engineers, dentists, etc., they get the most. So that we're going to become a doctor instead. But it should be the need of the ummah. One of the big needs of the ummah all over the world, wherever Muslims are, female gynecologists. Where are they? The female dentists. Where are they? They're few and far between. Male gynecologists lead the field and make the most money. But it is an inappropriate specialization for men. Male dentists, different from male gynecologists, because dentistry is for both males and females. Gynecology is only for females. So, a man being a dentist, and he practices dentistry mainly with women. Well, you know, it's better Islamically that he practice it with men. If we have enough female dentists, then they can handle the situation for women. Because of the close contact that is involved in dentistry. So to avoid fitna and issues, problems, it's better for men to practice dentistry among men. In emergency situations, etc., they handle women too as an emergency, but not the norm. بارك الله فيكم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته